Listening task, page 90. You will hear a news bulletin. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at questions 1 to 7.
Good evening. This is the 6 o'clock news bulletin with Jeremy Craig.
And Lucinda Thorpe.
Police are still searching for the killer of 36-year-old Richard Steen, whose body was found on the beach at Rockton-on-Sea last night. Steen had been shot through the head, and although the reasons for his death are not clear, the police believe that his wife Michelle Steen might have been involved, as she seems to have left the country.
The wife of business tycoon Roger Branston was safely returned to her home in Clankton this morning after police raided the house where her kidnappers were holding her. Glenda Branston was kidnapped last Wednesday as she was leaving her office in Castle Street by two men who told her husband that they would kill her unless he gave them £100,000. Fortunately, Mrs. Branston was able to phone the police while her kidnappers were sleeping, and they were able to rescue her and arrest the two men.
A group of six vandals aged between 8 and 13 were caught by police last night as they were leaving a city centre indoor car park after causing damage to several cars. The children were given a warning by the police and their parents have been ordered to pay for the damages to the vehicles involved. As a result, the City Council has promised to install security cameras and increase the number of security guards in all of its indoor car parks.
And now on a lighter note. After 3 weeks of living in fear of the strange noises coming from their attic in the middle of the night, the Patterson family of Glenwich Close in Clankton can finally sleep in peace again. When James Patterson first heard the sounds coming from his attic, he was convinced that there were problems with his water system. However, after his plumber told him that everything was in perfect working order, James and his family started to worry that they might have a ghost up there. Eventually, the Pattersons decided to set up a video camera to try and catch the culprit. To their amazement, when they played back the tape the next day, they discovered that their ghost was in fact a chimpanzee. Gideon Shaft, one of the zookeepers from Clankton Zoo, went to collect Rosie the chimp from the Pattersons' attic this morning. He told reporters that Rosie must have moved into the attic after disappearing from the zoo 4 weeks ago. He added that he was delighted to have her back safely.
Well, that's all for this evening. We hope you will join us again at the same time tomorrow. So until then, good night.
Good night.